So what does that mean? Chasa b'yushchvi. That means the blackness of a shoemaker. Trashi sam shetzayvim boy manolim shcherim. The black dye that they use to paint the shoes with. Diftura, what's that? Well, that's also no good, the Mishnah says. That's the maliach v'kemiach. You have a piece of parchment, the skin of the animal, that the maliach, you salted it. V'kemiach, and you put flour on it. Rashi's kemiach means v'mayim. You put soaked it in flour and water. But v'lo yofetz, but you didn't work it over. Drashi yofetz means v'ubar b'yafotzim. You didn't work it over a type of an ingredient called afotzim. That makes the parchment, the skin of the parchment. Nir, what does nir mean? Machka. Drashi minas sovim moseh de'edevik. Some type of grass that you glue together, machka, that's no good. That type of nir, like paper, is no good. When is the Megillah good? Acha take suva shuris. The Megillah has to be written in Lashon HaKodesh. Tehichsiv, the Pasuk says, kichsovim uchazmanim. Kichsovim means uzmanim, the times, and it's written the type of language they had at that time. So the Jews then had ashuris, Lashon HaKodesh. That's the Lashon Megillah has to be written in. Ala sefer udyoi. It has to be written on a piece of parchment, udiyoy, with black ink. Minolon, how do we know this? So the black ink here, diyoy, means something that's miskayim. It has to be something that lasts a long time. And these other type of dyes before, they don't last too long, that's why they're no good. Diyoy is a type of a dye that lasts a long time. For the more minolon, asya ksiva ksiva. Learn now from the word ksiva. Ksiv hocho vatichtov ester amalka. It says Esther wrote down the Megillah. Well, Ksiv Asim, it says the Pesach in Yimiyo, V'yoyim Alehem Boruch, Mipiv Yikru Elai, Eskol Advor Melo, V'ani Kaisav Ala Sefer B'joy. So you see, when it's talking about writing down has to be Ala Sefer, means parchment, and B'joy with this black ink, that's what's good. So whenever it says Ksiv, means on parchment and on black ink. Yeah. So to Mishnah. Ben Ir Shoholach Lekrach. A ben ir, Rashi Shazman of Yarbosa, a person living in a big city, and there's no wool around it, he's supposed to read the Megillah on the 14th, like us on Purim. What about, he went to the village now, and there they're reading the Megillah on Yud Beis, Yud Aleph, Yud Gimel, they're reading the Megillah. Or else the opposite way. What about a ben krach, Sholach Liir? A ben krach that lives in the village, he has a right to hear the Megillah earlier, he went now for Purim to live in the city. Is imosid lachsalim koyma, if they have in mind to go back home, they're only visiting right now, kurakim koyma. Then they have the loch of their mokum where they live, and a ben krach, even though now he's in the village, he badavka has to hear the Megillah on Yudalid, and the opposite way, the ben krach that went to the city, if he wants to, he could hear the Megillah earlier. He has the loch of his original place. The yim lav, let's say you left, you moved, and you don't plan to come back again, is kurimoyin. Then you go boss to where you're living right now. Even though you moved yesterday, but Lamaisa today, this is your new place to live, either in the city or in the krach, you go boss to where you're living right now. From where do you have to read the Megillah and be yotze the mitzvah's mikras Megillah? Is Rabbi Meir Wai Mekula. That's the locha. We're only yotze the mitzvah if you hear the whole Megillah. You have to read the whole Megillah, no hef, the whole thing. Rabbi Yehuda Wai Meish Yehudi. You could start from Ish Yehudi and continue on. The first, be only the beginning, just Miish Yehudi. We have Yosi Yoyme Miachrat Vormela, that's where you have a right to start. Just start saying the Megillah from Achrat Vormela, that's where the Ikaran Nes took place, so that's enough to have Pirsum Nes. But the Locher is like Rabbi Meir, but you have to read the whole Megillah. Omar Rova, Loishonu Ela Shosid Lachso Belel Yudalev. We're only talking about he plans to go back home on the night of Purim. Avalein Losid Lachso Belel Arbosa. Let's say he doesn't plan to come back today in the night of Arba Osa. He plans to come back next week. Kari Mohen. Then he still has a locha to read where he is. In other words, a person from the krach, from the village, went to live in the city. He went to visit his parents, and he planned to stay there for a week. And when it comes now, during this week is Purim. So since Lamaisa and Yudalit, he's living in the city now, he bedavka has to read the Megillah and Yudalit. Even though a week later he plans to go back home to the krach, to his village, he's not allowed to hear the Megillah earlier. It depends where you plan to be on Purim itself. That's Rava's Chiddush. Omar Rava Minoa Minoloh. How do I know this Yisoid? It goes both to where you plan to be for Purim itself, and not where your permanent living is going to be. The Pasuk says, "Akol Yehudim Aprozim Ayeshrim Biyori Aprozis." All the Yehudim, the living aprozim, are spread out. Hayashim b'yari aprozis. Michtei k'siv ha-Yehudim aprozim. Says the Yehudim in the strong cities. Lomu l'michtei v'yashim b'yari aprozim. We have to say they live in the Yehudim aprozis in the strong cities. Ha-kamash v'lons. The poros ben yoyma nikra poros. That even though you're in a big city for just one day, that's also called a poros. That's the Chiddush. Even though for this one day Purim, Lamaisa today you plan to be here, if you plan to be here today for Purim, that's called, you call the Ben Krach, you have to go bust where you are right now. But Askechon Purim, that's good a Purim. Aba Mukav, how do we know a Mukav? If you go into a city that has a chayim around it, if you're there for Purim in that city, in Yerushalayim, you have to read the Megillah on Tezvov. Svaru, it's a svara. Me the poros ben yoyim akara poros. Since in a city that doesn't have a wall around it, if you're only there for one day, you're considered that city man. Then you have to hear the Megillah and you're dalid mukiv ben yoyim akara mukiv. The same thing. So that's the lach. If you plan to go to Yerushalayim and be there for Purim, even though you live in Bnei Brak, but if you plan to spend Purim in Yerushalayim, now you're there, you're living there, you're called the ben mukiv. You have a din to hear the Megillah on Tezvav. The Yomar Rava. Rava says, Ben Kfar Shaholach Lir. All right, we'll stop here. Yeah, hold enough few tests. You'll start over again from the mission again. Ben Ir Sheholach Lekrach. A Ben Ir Rashi says Shizmano Babosa. Means the person lives in a city that has to hear the Megillah on the 14th day without a chaim around it. Sheholach Lekrach. He went to the city. Rashi learns Shizmano Bechamishosa. A krach means a big city that has a wall around it. So a person is supposed to hear it on the 14th. Went to a krach that is supposed to hear the Megillah on the 15th. Rest the opposite way. A Ben Krach Sheholach Lir. A person is supposed to read it the 15th day, went into the city without a chayma, that has supposed to read the 14th day, spends like this. If he has in mind to come back home again, he has to read it in the time of his hometown. If he's a Ben Ir, the 14th. If it's a Ben Karach, the 15th. The Imlav, if he moved there, Pasha, that means permanently, we'll see in the Gemara, not like that, a Pasha, that means permanently, the Imlav, Kairi Mohim. Then he reads to the place where he is right now. From where do you have to hear the Megillah of Yoitzibo and Yemekayim the Yoitzibo Yedichabosai and Yemekayim the Mitzvah? Rabbi Meir Roima Kula, you have to hear the whole Megillah. Rabbi Yudu Roima Meish Yudi. No, you only have to read from Ish Yudi onwards. Rabbi Yosi Yoima Meacharat Vormela, that's where you could afford to first start reading the Megillah. It's more so like this. Omar Rova. That's what we say, that a Ben Ir, a person is supposed to hear the Megillah on the 14th, went to the Krach, went to a city that has a Chaim around it. So we say now that if his Mdaita Lachzor, he has to hear the Megillah on the 14th. What's called the Daita Lachzor? On the 9th of Yud Dalet itself, he plans to come back into the year. Therefore, you have to hear the Megillah on Yud Dalet. Let's say the night of the 14th, you don't plan to come back to the year, but you plan to stay in the krach, then the locher is kari mohen. Then you have a right to say, right now you're in the krach, and you have a right to hear the Megillah first on the 15th day. So Rashi says, Loshanu. The ben krach, sheholach l'ir, that we say a ben krach, that means a person that's supposed to hear the Megillah on the 15th, went to the city, and there they read on the 14th. V'yosid lachzolim kaimai, kaira b'chamish osa. If he has in mind to come back home, he has to read the Megillah on the 15th day and not on the 14th. What does that mean? Not like if he plans to come back in a while, next week. But it means elishosid lachzo b'leir l'abosa. He has asked to come back right now on the 14th night. In kaidim omer ha-shachar, if before the day breaks, yotzo min ir, he left the year. Hudiktoni, here it says, Shayna Sarach Likris Yimoyin, Bilel Yudalad, he doesn't have to read it, Bilel Yudalad. Afapi Shadenu Shom, even though he's still in the Krach. Hurl of Yoyim, Lo Yiyashom. Ainze Elop, Ein ze afilu poris ben yomei. That's not called his home even for one day. That's because he don't plan. He doesn't plan to come home that night. Avol ein osid lotzeis mishom balayla. He doesn't plan to leave the city that has a chaim around it that night. Tashdevi poris loisa yom. The day of the 14th, he is considered now. He's living in the city that has a chaim around it. His afapi shosid las lamacha liyom. Liyem echad nikra poris v'kari moyim bein b'leil yedalid bein b'yedalid. Now this is talking about again clearly a ben krach. A ben krach means you're supposed to read the 15th, but you went into a city that doesn't have a chaim around it. So if you're in that city the night of the 14th and you stay there, you plan to stay there the whole night, even though you plan to come home the next day. But since you're there that night, you have a right to hear the Megillah on yedalid. Because when do we say, if you plan to go back home, you have a locha like your hometown, only if you plan to go home that night? That's what Rav is saying. Now if you plan to go home on the night of Yudalid, then we say, since really you live in a krach, you live in a city that has a wall around it, so your day is the 15th. Even though now you're visiting a city without a wall, but if you plan to come back home the night of Yudalid, the night of Purim, then you can't hear the Megillah where you are. You have to hear the Megillah when you come back home the 15th. But if the night of the 14th you plan to stay in the city that doesn't have a wall around it, then the Lachri is Kairi Mohen. Since you're there that night, and that night is the Kriyas Megillah there, you have a right to hear the Megillah on Yudalid. Now, Omar Rav, how do I know this big Yisoid? That as long as you're there, the time they read the Megillah, you're called like that place. The Pasuk says, Al Kein Yehudim Aprozim. The Yehudim that are Aprozim, Ha Yoshrim B'yari Aprozis. That live in a city, the open cities. They live in open cities without a wall around it. So now, Michti, Ksiv Ha Yehudim Aprozim means that Yehudim are living in open cities. Lomali Lamichtav Ha Yoshrim B'yari Aprozis. Why does it have to say again they're living in the open cities? It's repeating itself. We're talking about the Jews that live in the open cities, that they read the Megillah on Yudalid. Why does it repeat itself? Hokamashman comes to teach us a chiddush like this. The Porus ben Yoimoi Nikra Porus. That a person that's in a city that's open just for one day, he's called the Ben Porus. Therefore, his din to read the Megillah on Yudalid. So therefore, a person that lives in a krach, he lives in a city that has a wall around it. Somewhere living in Yerushalayim. He goes to spend Purim on Yudalid, he goes to Bnei Brak. There's no city around it. So as long as he's in Bnei Brak the night of Yudalid, he's called a Ben Porus. He's there now for one that night. So mainly he has a chiyuv to hear the Megillah on Yudalid. And it could be yoytzei to the Megillah on Yudalid. So Gemara says, ask Yechon Porus. This is a good svar about a Porus. If you go to an open city, if you're there just that night, you consider it like a Ben Porus. Of the Mukuf Minola, how do we know the opposite way? That a Ben Ir went to the Krach, and you're spending the night of Yudalid in the Krach, that you don't hear the Megillah anymore in Yudalid, but you have to wait till they hear it on Tezvav. How do you know that just one night gives you a din of the Mukuf Chayma Minola? Someone says, a Svarahu. Me the Porus, Ben Yoimai Kara Porus, since if you're in the city without a wall one day or one night, the complete night, you have a shame, Ben Porus. The same svarom mukif ben yoimai kari mukif. If you're in a city that has a wall around it for one day, you're called that city. You're called like that place. And therefore the din of you is here the Megillah on Tezvav and not on Yudalit. Yom Rav, Rav also said like this. So Mel, that's talacha, that if you spend the night of Yudalit in a city that doesn't have a wall around it, so you have to hear the Megillah on Yudalit. But if you spend the night in a city of Tezvav, then you have with a city that has a wall around it, you have a loch like a ben Tezvav, that you first fear the Megillah on Tezvav, not on Yudalit. Being there just one day gives you shame of that city. The Yom HaRova, Ben Kfar, a person living in a Kfar, that's a village, which is also a city that does not have a wall around it, which really should have been Yudalit, but since you're in a village out of the main town, they gave you a right to hear the Megillah we had before earlier. On Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, you can hear the Megillah. Now, what about a Ben Kfar Sholach Liyir? He went into the big city to spend Purim. So, Ben Kach Ben Kach Kari Muhin. No matter what, even if he has Das to go back home, but Lamaisif, at the beginning of the night, he's in the city, he has to hear the Megillah Badafka and Yudalit. So Rashi says, Ben Kfar, Sheiktim V'Korvel Yom HaKnisa. He first heard the Megillah on the Yom HaKnisa. Let's say on Yud Beis, Adar, he heard the Megillah. The Yachaka Cholach L'Ir. And then he went into the big city. V'Oyishom Leil Yudalit. On Leil Yudalit, he was in the big city. So Lachur is Ben Kacha, Ben Kacha. Afilu Osa Lachs of Losses Misham, Kaidim Ayoim. Even if he plans to leave the big city by that night, still carry moim b'layla. Like as a chiyuv to read the Megillah over again a second time, the night of Yudalit. Since right now, on Yudalit by night, he's in the big city, he has a locha to hear the Megillah over again, even though he already heard it 2 days ago in the kfar, in the village. Why? So Gemara says, my time, what's the reason? Hai kibnei ir, for the more my time, hai kibnei ir, boy lemikri. I, you should read it like a bnei ir, like the way he is. No, okay. This is a terrace. My timer. Hai kibnayir boila mikri. Really, even people living in the village, it's an open village. It has no wall around it. So really, they should also read the Megillah on Yudalit. Like that's the ikazman. Without a wall around it, you have to hear the Megillah on Yudalit. How come we say a village has a right to hear the Megillah a few days earlier? For Rabbananu diakilu ala kforim, the Rabbanan gave a special kula on the people living in the small villages, that they could hear the Megillah on the Monday or Thursday before, Kadesh Yisvaku Mayim Mosan Liachechem Shabakrochim. In order, we said really two reasons, that it should be easier for them, since they have to come into the city anyway on Monday and Thursday, so let them hear the Megillah earlier, and secondly, that they should be free. When it comes to Yudalit on Purim itself, the people from the kfar of the village should be free, and should have enough time to be able to feed the people living in the Krochim. They'll be able to give them food, Mayim and Mosan, to eat to their brothers living in the Bikrochim. So that's a kula the Rabbanah made for the people living in the villages. They have a right to hear the Megillah earlier. Avahani mili, when do we say they have this right to be Yitzah earlier? Ki Isa baduchtayu, only when they're still living in the village. Avo ki Isa b'ir, but now that you moved into the city this night on Yudalit, at least up until, let's say, 12 o'clock at night, like the first few hours of the night, you find yourself in the city in the year, the halacha is, kebneir boy limikri. You have to read the Megillah now like a bneir, and therefore you have to hear the Megillah a second time on the night of Yudalit. Here it's different than a ben krach and a ben ir. A ben krach and a ben ir, he has this din really a different day. But here a kfar, a village, has really the din of Yudalit. It's only a special kula if you're in the village. But here that you went into the city already, you have the din like the city, you have to hear the Megillah again on Yudalit. Eisvei Abaya, Abaya has the kasha to this, to Rava. Eisvei Abaya. Ben Krach, Sheolach Lir, a Ben Krach, that means a person living in a city that has a wall around it, that the din is on the 15th day. Sheolach Lir, he went to live in a city without a wall around it. The locher is Ben Kach or Ben Kach, Kura Kimakoymei. He reads it no matter where he is, in his like his place. He's the Ben Krach, so he has to hear the Megillah on Tezvav. For the Gemara, is that true? Ben Krach, Sakka Daitach. The Ben Krach, no matter where he goes, he has to hear the Megillah on Tezvav. The Mishnah says not like that. Be a mosted lachsa tal yemilsa. Our Mishnah says it's probably if you intend to return or not. If you have in mind to return to your city that has a wall, your din is 15. But if you have in mind to stay in the city without a wall, the whole Yudalit, or at least the complete night of Yudalit, you go bossy Yudalit. So how could you say Ben Kach or Ben Kach, you have to hear the Megillah on the 15th day? El Olav, doesn't the price mean like this? Ben Kfar, that it means a Ben Kfar. Not a Ben Krach, it means a Ben Kfar, it means a village man. That a village man, even if he goes into the city, still he has a right to hear the Megillah earlier. So Mashmi, if he heard the Megillah on the Monday before, even though, let's say, Yudalit comes out on Wednesday, and Wednesday he goes into the city, he does not have to hear the Megillah over again. So it's a kasha and rova. Tomorrow says, for lav terutse mataretzta, like monashach. The way the price itself says it's a kasha. You have to answer and change it around. Let's say it doesn't mean a ben krach, it means a ben kfar. So if once you have to change around the price right away, toni kari mohen. Change around the price to say, it means to say, kari mohen. That if a ben kfar, a person living in the village, even though you heard the Megillah on Yud Beis, let's say on Monday, but when Purim comes out on Wednesday, and Wednesday you go to visit the big city, and you are there, Begiris Kairi Mohin. You have to hear the Megillah over again, now that Yudalit, you're in the big city, you have to hear the Megillah on Yudalit. That's Rabbi Zalach. Fine. Then the Mishnah said, "Mehechin kar rodim et Megillah." Where does a person have a chiyuv to hear the Megillah to be yotzei the mitzvah? Tanya, Reb Shimon ben Yochai Yomer, mi belaylo hahu. A fourth shita. You know where you have to read the Megillah at least from mi belaylo hahu. If you hear the rest of the Megillah, you yotzei the mitzvah. Omer Reb Yochanan veKulon mikra echadoshu. All these four shitas, three in the Mishnah and now Reb Shimon ben Yochai, they all dash in one pasuk. The pasuk says, "Va'tichtav Esther Hamalkom O Mordechai Yehudi as Kol Toikif." They wrote down all the strength of what happened. They pushed the nest. What happened? That there's a mitzvah Purim to read over the Megillah. The question: what is called Kol Toikif? What does it mean? Rashi says Kol Toikif means Lekayim Migeres Apurim Al Toikif Hikpid Laskir. We want you to remember to hear the Megillah Al Kol Toikif, all the strength. Man Diyom Akula Rav Meir holds in La Locha, that we have to hear the whole Megillah. Toikva Shal Achashverosh. It means to say we have to speak about even the strength of Achashverosh. Where does the Megillah talk about the strength of Achashverosh? The beginning of the Megillah. Even Me Achashverosh, he was a Melech, Moedig Barkush, he made a big Mishnah, so you have to start reading the Megillah from the beginning. Rashi says, Toikva Shal Achashverosh, Vomitchilosehi Medaberes B'Toikvoin, Atzoifoin. The whole Megillah talks about the strength of Achashverosh, so you have to read the whole Megillah. Man the Yom of Yishudi, that the Mishnah says a Shita from Ishudi only, that was a Yehudi Shita. It means take for Mordechai. Called take means we have to speak about the strength of Mordechai. So we have to first start hearing it where Mordechai comes into the picture from the pasuk in Yishudi. Well, man the Yom of the third Shita in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yosi Shita, Me'acher Advar Meila. It means take for Shalomen. You have to talk about the strength of Haman and the way he had his downfall. So you have to first talk about, start reading the Megillah when Achshverosh appointed Haman. Uman di Yom Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai that holds mi b'laylahu nodu d'shnas ha'melech means toikvo shenes. You have to read the strength of the Ness, and that's really when the Ness started. That Achshverosh couldn't sleep that night, and he called for a sefer zikaron, and they found that Mordechai did something, and he made Haman take Mordechai. That's the beginning of the Ness. So that's what Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai holds. The mitzvah is to read toikvo of the Ness. Rafuna Ramar Mehocha. Rafuna has a fifth shita. Oh, no, forget. Rafuna Ramar Mehocha. Another posik where the machlokes is. These four shitas, they dance the machlokes in another posik. Rafuna Ramar Mehocha. It says, Umaro Akocho Umahagi Alayim. Let's look at what happened there and exactly what caused it and what happened. It's like this. Man Diyah Makula Rav Meir Shita. The Mishnah says you have to read the whole Megillah. It means like this. Maroach Hashverosh Shenishtamish Bekelim Shabbos Hamikdash. We have to know, start talking, what did Achashverosh use the Kelim of the Beis Hamikdash, which was at the beginning of the Megillah, when he made his Mishnah, he said Bidashim Sukkim before, he used the Kelim of the Beis Hamikdash. Al-Kocha, what does the Pasuk mean Al-Kocha? Because of this, Mishum Dechoshiv Shivim Shonin. That why did Achashverosh make his mistake? Why did he use the Kelim we had before? Because he made a mistake when the 70 years of Golas bubble should have been over. And according to his cheshbon, it should have been over, and Hashem didn't redeem them. So he figured Hashem is not going to redeem them anymore. V'lo yifruk, and Hashem didn't redeem them. That's why he did what he did. Well, Mahagi Aleim, what happened to them? The cult of Vashti, that Achashverosh killed Vashti. So Melo, this pasuk talks about the beginning of the Megillah. Therefore, you have to start reading even from the beginning of the Megillah. Well, man, the Yom Rabbi Yehudi Shita, it says no. Meyish Yehudi, you have to only start reading the Megillah from the pasuk Yish Yehudi. It means like this, Maro Mordechai the Yikmei B'Haman. How come Haman was jealous about Mordechai? So we have to start talking about Mordechai. Al-Kocha, why? Deshav Yenavshe Avodah Zarah. That he made himself into the Avodah Zarah. Oma Giyaleim, the Yischarish Nisa. What happened? That became a Ness. How come Mordechai was like jealous, got angry at Haman? It's because Haman made himself like an Avodah Zarah. Therefore, Mordechai did not bow down to Haman, and that's what we have to start talking about. Uman di yoma meyachar advar meila, that says first from there, from the mice of Haman. Maro means Haman sheniskana b'chol Yehudim. How come Haman was jealous upon the Yehudim? Al-Kocha, you know why? Mishum de Mordechai lo yichrav leishtachaber. Because Mordechai didn't bow down to him, that's why he became jealous upon the Jews. Uma'agi aleim, what happened to them? V'tolo oisav yezbon avaleitz. That's why you have to first start reading about the Maisa with Haman. That's what it means. Why was Haman jealous about the Jews?
Well, man, the Yom Rav Shimon Nechoyis Pshat, it says you start reading the Megillah from Ibalayla, who? Means like this. Ma'roach HaShverish Lohovi HaSeifer HaSekhoinis. How come, what caused HaShverish to call the Sefer HaSekhoinis? Like, how come he looked in it now? HaKoch, you know why? Tizimtei Esther Lohomen, like we had before by day. That since Esther invited Haman to the party, so it says Achashverosh was jealous that night. He started to think, maybe Esther and Haman are making a conspiracy to kill me. So therefore he got jealous, that's why he brought the Sefer HaSekhoinis we had before. Omah Gileim, what happened to them? Tizcharish Nisa, that the nest of Purim happened because of this. Omer Rabbi Chalba, Omer Rav Choma Bagruya, Omer Rav, Halocha Kedivri Yoyim Mekula. That's what we paskin. That with our mitzvah is to hear the whole Megillah. We have to hear every word from beginning until the end. Now, if you have filu l'man diyom amiyish Yehudi, even according to Yehudi Shita, that you first start talking about where Mordechai came into the picture, Mish Yehudi, of a still tzricho shetek suva kula. You have to read it from a kosher Megillah. You have to have a Megillah that has the whole Megillah written. You can't just read it from a Megillah that only has Mish Yehudi. The Megillah has to have everything written. Just the mitzvah kriya starts from Mish Yehudi. The Yomer Rabbi Chelbu, Omer Rav Choma, Bagruya, Omer Rav, Megillah Nikra Sefer. Megillah sometimes is called a Sefer. In the Psukim it's called the Sefer, Rashi says. Venichta by Sefer, the Pasuk says. Venikra Sigeris is also called a letter. It also says it's called Igeris, the Megillah. Why? So it means like this. Nikra Sefer is called like a Sefer, Shim Tofra Bechute Pishtam Sula. If you tie it up, if you add the piece of parchment, you want to tie it together with flax, it's possible. You have to use gidim. You have to use the vein of an animal. For nikras igeris, why is it also called igeris though? Shim hito bo shloisha chutin gidim ksherim. You don't have to tie up the whole thing. As long as you use three chutin, three strings of gidim, you should know the megillah is kosher. Trashi v'nikras igeris, loima she'ena chamura kesefer, it's not so strong like a sefer. That's enough just to have three chutim, three strings of gidim of the veins of the animal. And Omer Rav Nachman of Avad Shei Mishloshin. The three places that you sewed up has to be like each one third away. It has to be divided out equally of the three parts of the Megillah, of the length of the Megillah. Shrashi Shei Mishloshin, Shei Mirosh HaTfer, Admokim Tfiras HaGid, Kimimeno V'yad HaGid, Hasheni, Amin Hasheni L'Shlishi, Kimashos Tosef HaTfer. Means divided up equally in three different parts, one should be equally distanced from the next one. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, HaKoira B'Megillah HaKsuva Bein HaKsuvim. Let's say you have a Megillah, a big piece of parchment that has all the Ksuvim written together. Not just Megillah's Esther. It has all the Ksuvim written together, is Lo Yotza. From that type of a Sefer, you can't be able to the mitzvah Kriyas Megillah. Amar Rav, Rav said, Lo Yamor, this was only said, Elo, to Lo Mechasro Miyasro, that the Megillah's Esther itself is not a little bit shorter or a little bit longer than the other ones. Purta. It's not any bigger or shorter, like you can't notice it. Abba Mechasro Miyasro Purta, let's say the Megillah's Esther, even though it's written on this big cloth, this big like Sefer, that has a lot of other sperm also, but if the part that has Megillah's Esther is noticeable, it's different, it's a little bit longer, it's a little bit shorter, then less lumbo, then it's kosher, you could use it. So Rashi says, Lo yotza, yinat yotza, debina an igeres liatzma. You have to have an igeres of the Megillah by itself, not with a few other sperm with it. The mefarsim nisa tfei. It's a bigger person manes that way. The chikara ben aksuvim, because if you read it from a sefer that has other ksuvim in it also, near chikara ben mikra, it just looks like you're reading from a sefer. It doesn't look so much from the Megillah itself. Therefore, you have to have the Megillah by itself. Avivi mechasra miyasram, arucha mishar haklofim. Let's say the cloth, true, is one big sefer, but the cloth, the piece of parchment that you have the Megillah written on, is a longer piece of parchment than the other ones. Or else it's a shorter one. Arucha mishar klof and lamala on top or lamato on bottom. Or you could tell me it's a little bit shorter. V'yesh lo heker layatzma, like you could tell this part of the cloth of the parchment is a special sefer by itself, a sefer Megillah Esther. Then you are yaita. Verse says Bar Shmuel, Levi Bar Shmuel, Hevi Kokori Kaimad of Yehuda. He was reading his Megillah in front of Rabbi Yehuda. And it was a Megillah, a type of Megillah.